Hi, I'm Shane.
I'm Hannah.
And we're Country Roads Creeps. We're a podcast that covers all manner of creepy, spooky stories, from cryptids and conspiracies to unexplained deaths and disappearances to mysterious and paranormal happenings in the world.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram account at Country Roads Creeps for photo dumps and more information we'll post with every episode.
If you enjoy the show, please feel free to share us with your friends and leave us a 5-star review. And if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, feel free to message us on our social media accounts. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, be safe driving home and watch out for the not deer.
Bye.
Bye.
Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Hey y'all, I'm your host Alex, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. This week, Mark and Courtney's passing the mic over to me to bring you the case of Steve Hex. If you don't know me, I also go by APOL. You might know me that way. I cover a lot of missing person cases, unsolved mysteries, and like John Doe, Jane Doe cases that have to do with West Virginia. Most of the time, they take place in West Virginia, but this one does have ties to West Virginia, and I think could be known as a citizen here. Now, anybody who is not familiar of my YouTube channel, I do have one under APOL, and like I said, that is where I really cover the cases I do. I like to focus more on deep dives, and I interact with almost every person's family that I'm covering. So you get to hear a little bit more than just a normal article on the internet or podcast that might not have talked to them. You learn a lot about who they are as people and just details in the case that maybe even the police aren't fully aware of because they might not seem like a big deal at the time. Definitely check me out on YouTube, and you can also find me on Facebook at APOL Unsolved in West Virginia, because I am trying to build that platform there to give you faster updates and share missing people a little bit faster. So today we are going to cover a John Doe that we know as Steve Hex. Like I said, this one technically isn't in West Virginia. He has ties. You'll figure that out. We are actually going to start this case in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. On December 12th, 1998, a victim was struck by a driver while hitchhiking on I-59. It was just north of Highway 49 on the ramp to I-59 northbound in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The driver did leave the scene, but he was later caught. But before the man that was hit lost consciousness, he had told the paramedics that his name was either Steve Hex, like H-E-X, or maybe even H-I-X, or Steve Hicks, like H-I-C-K-S. He also said that he was from West Virginia. The victim was transported and treated at the nearest hospital, and after stabilization, they did send him to an assisted living facility because for the rest of his life after this car accident, he unfortunately lived in a vegetative state.
Hey y'all, I'm Dan, and I host a podcast called Kinfolk, Stories of Community and Connection. I talk with folks from all over Appalachia, artists, small business owners, local legends, you name it. We share real stories about what brings us together, what keeps us going, and all the magic tucked away in these hills. If you're into small town charm, big hearts, and good conversation, come hang out with me on Kinfolk. You can find it wherever you get your podcast.
So they couldn't determine his exact age. They guessed around 22 to 28 years old. But since he went into like a vegetative state, he was non-communicative. So they couldn't just ask him anymore. But they were able to describe him as a white male. They estimated around 5'10 and around 175 pounds. When he was struck, he had the blue eyes and the red auburn hair. It is thought that it was a little longer, and a mustache and freckles. One of the medical things that we found out about him was that he had type B negative blood, which is rare blood. So they thought if they released this information, it was possible maybe someone knew somebody with that blood type that they hadn't heard from that matches this description. He also had no tattoos or scars, and pretty much all of his remains are intact. He had a recognizable face. They have dental records available, fingerprints available, DNA available. So once we get an idea of who this might be, it would be very easy to test DNA on. So around May 1st, 2002, Steve Hecks is thought to have died from complications of the hit and run in the assisted living facility. There was a woman on Web Sleuth that claimed to have talked to a police officer and claimed that he had said he had been identified as a Michael Curry before 2007. I saw this post and I read it, and I have to say, like, it did make me scratch my head. But I did find a Facebook group that was called the Mississippi Missing and Identified, and they had put in September 2016 that he had not been identified. So you kind of see this like back and forth. And I do think if we knew he was found, we would have heard that by now. He wouldn't still be labeled as this John Doe. His nameless profile was created on January 12, 2009, and I'm almost positive his DNA and everything is in there. So if we do find someone to test like their DNA against his, we can do that with the nameless database.
Hey y'all, I'm Elisa.
And I'm Samantha.
And welcome to Watch for Deer Podcast. We're a couple of best friends from Southern West Virginia, and around here, Watch for Deer is our way of saying we love you and be safe.
This is a conversational podcast that covers many topics from A to Z, including, but not limited to, true crime and the paranormal. Our goal is to bring you an episode a week, so come listen as we tell stories that will make you laugh and maybe even blow your mind. Y'all be safe
and watch for deer.
And one thing that I saw a couple people mention when talking about theories of this case is that he could have possibly not meant that his name was Steve Hicks. He could have been from Hicks, West Virginia, because there's actually two of them. There's one in McDowell County and one in Summers County. So is it possible he was saying he was Steve from Hicks, West Virginia? So if you're from McDowell County, if you're from Summers County, definitely make a point to go look at this man's pictures and even some of the AI pictures they have made, because I mean, of course, we don't know if it's exactly how he looked, but I would guess he looked pretty similar. So definitely make sure to go check pictures out of him to see if he's recognizable to you. So there's definitely a few different places you can contact if you have any tips. I do want to give you the NamUs number in case you would need it, and it's UP4746. And his DOE network number is 649-UMMS. Now you can also contact the Hattiesburg Police Department, Detective Mike Nobles, and his number is 601-544-7900. And he also has a email listed, and it is mnobles@hattiesburgms.com. The Mississippi State Medical Examiner is someone you can also contact. His agency number is 980-796-80, and you can call them, contact them at 601-420-9140. And like I said, he would be very easy to identify if we just had some ideas to test him on, right? Like, he has the rare blood type. We know what he looks like. We have his DNA. We have recognizable pictures of his face, his fingerprints, his dental records. You know, this is like best case scenario with John Doe's, if we're just being real. So please, if you know anybody you can think of that you haven't heard from since like late 1998, please get a hold of these people. Even if you're wrong, the worst thing you can be is wrong. That's really not that bad. That's someone to rule out, right? But if you're right, this is major. This poor man died alone in an assisted living facility that I'm willing to believe that, of course, they probably took care of him as if he's family. But, like, none of his family ever got to say goodbye to him. Like, how sad is that? And those are the things that keep me up at night. And if you care to, please follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram, which is ABP. AYEBEEPEE. And also go subscribe to my YouTube channel. I actually have a video on Steve Hicks that it's kind of the same information, but you can see a lot of the visuals. We'll put it that way. So thank you guys for listening to their podcast. And thank you, Mark and Courtney, for having me. But Mark and Courtney will be off next week, but we'll be returning the following week to bring you another mystery from the Mountain State. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts. Don't forget to follow Mountain State Mysteries on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want them to cover? Send an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out the website mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.